So today we're going to look at this book by Yuval Noah Harari called Homo Deus, A Brief History of Tomorrow. And I'm going to show how this book is actually talking about directed evolution of humanity. And of course, we know that directed evolution has recently become a trending meme. So first of all, let's look at the meme and then we'll go through the book a little bit.
So directed evolution is very different.
Directed evolution. Okay. Well, so, I mean, is that what it is?
Maybe.
And the official story is that it's talking about a virus performing experiments to cause directed evolution in the virus. But in fact, it's directed evolution of humanity. The entire world is a laboratory, and sapiens are the specimens in the laboratory. The purpose of the biosecurity state is really to monitor the laboratory animals, which is us, and make sure that we evolve as a species in a certain way. And that's basically what his books are about. In the second book he wrote, Homo Deus, which means Homo God, A Brief History of Tomorrow. So tomorrow's history has already been written, apparently. They've already written the script for the future. Now this looks like a human fingerprint and a circuit board combined. So let's take a look at some of these quotes here. And the theme of this video is directed evolution, because his books are definitely about evolution, and they are definitely about directed evolution. So the general direction of history. In the 21st century, the third big project of humankind will be to acquire for us divine powers of creation and destruction and upgrade Homo sapiens into Homo Deus. We want the ability to re-engineer our bodies and minds in order, above all, to escape old age, death, and misery. But once we have it, who knows what else we might do with such ability. So we may well think of the new human agenda as consisting really of only one project. There's only one project in the new human agenda, with many branches, attaining divinity. Whoa. Like an angel. In English, the word angelos, or angel, means messenger. So what kind of RNA did they inject into people recently? Messenger RNA, otherwise known as angel RNA. When speaking of upgrading humans into small g gods, think more in terms of Greek gods or Hindu devas. So they want to turn us into the Greek gods, small g gods. And then he goes on to say, if you really understand the theory of evolution, you understand that there is no soul. So he goes on and on about this. Apparently human beings don't have a soul, after all, according to the man who is married to another man. So if we don't have a soul, what do we have? From an evolutionary perspective, the closest thing we have to a human essence or a soul is our DNA. And the DNA molecule is the vehicle of mutation rather than the seed of eternity. Mutation. I wonder if we can come up with a story, a fictional story, that would get everyone to work collectively to cause an intentional mutation of their DNA. In other words, directed evolution. I wonder if we could figure something out that would make that possible. This terrifies large numbers of people, so we should not disclose this to the public, who prefer to reject the theory of evolution rather than giving up their souls. Remember, he doesn't believe we have a soul. We only have DNA. If we follow this evolutionary logic, humankind will gradually become stronger and fitter, eventually giving rise to superhumans. Evolution didn't stop with Homo sapiens. There is still a long way to go. If scientific discoveries and technological developments split humankind into a mass of useless humans and a small elite of upgraded superhumans, what new religions or ideologies might fill the resulting vacuum and guide the subsequent evolution of our godlike descendants? See, it's possible that people are being changed now, but we won't see the change until the next generation. People's offspring might be mutated into our godlike descendants. The currency of evolution is neither hunger nor pain, but rather copies of DNA helixes. So the evolutionary success of a species is measured by the number of copies of its DNA. That's all we are. There's no soul. We're just copies of DNA. So we got to change the DNA to evolve. The future of evolutionary humanism is unclear. So he calls it evolutionary humanism is actually directed evolution of humanity. He talks about Hitler. So because of Hitler, it is taboo to link humanism with evolution and to advocate using biological methods to upgrade Homo sapiens. But today, such projects are back in vogue. Isn't it wonderful? Many contemplate using our increasing knowledge of human biology to create superhumans. What could go wrong? Sounds like a plan. Let's become gods. See, the temptation is just simply too great. Now that we do have a lot of technology and knowledge, the temptation is too great for human beings to resist. Just as organic evolution is based on the replication of organic information units called genes, so we've got organic evolution and cultural evolution is based on the replication of cultural information units called memes or propaganda. So when you want humanity to evolve, we first have to change the culture. And we do this by replication of cultural information units called memes, otherwise known as propaganda, and narratives. He calls it fiction, actually, as we'll see in a minute. Successful cultures are those that excel in reproducing their means, otherwise known as propaganda, irrespective of the costs and benefits to their human hosts, irrespective of the consequences to their individual citizens, right? That's what that says. But fiction has enabled us not merely to imagine things, but to do so collectively. So he's basically saying that fiction, these fictional narratives, which the Bible calls false signs and wonders, deceptions coming out of the mouth of the false prophet, has enabled us not merely to imagine things, but to do so collectively, right? You can change the culture with fiction, fictional stories. Now, he calls the Bible a fiction. What if you give the entire world a fiction and everybody in the world collectively believes it and is convinced that they need to inject angel DNA into their body? Large numbers of strangers can cooperate successfully by believing in common myths. Fake pandemics, false signs and wonders. Signs and wonders used throughout the Bible to refer to the plagues of Egypt, and the Antichrist and the false prophet will talk about false signs and wonders, false pandemics. They will deceive the nations with pharmakia into taking the mark of the beast and worshiping its image. We are created in the image of God. They will worship the image of the small g god, the image of the beast. So they intentionally create the narratives, which are fictional, and then people act as if they're real, and they can control what people do. You say there's a pandemic. Well, if people believe it, they're going to do certain things that seem rational if it were real. At least in their minds, it does. Unlike lying, an imagined reality, so that's what we're living in now because they created it, right? Everyone around us is living in a different reality than we are. Unlike lying, an imagined reality is something that everyone believes in. And as long as this communal belief persists, the imagined reality exerts force in the world. As long as everyone thinks there's a pandemic, even though it's an imagined reality, it is a communal belief. People act as if it is true. And this false pandemic changes humanity. It exerts force in the world. The lie becomes the truth because everyone believes it. And it actually changes humanity into the next stage of evolution. You cannot buy or sell unless you take the mark of the beast. You cannot go shopping. You cannot work unless you got the messenger RNA, the angel RNA injections, because they want to collectively upgrade humanity into gods by changing the DNA. And in order to do that, they need the narrative. Directed evolution of humanity.
No, directed evolution is very different.
Direct evolution?
Directed evolution.
Directed evolution, okay. Well, so, I mean, Is that what it is?
Maybe. I